Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and we are back and better than ever after a couple of fantastic days. A couple of absolutely fantastic days in advance. We're going to live stream early inside of Pivot Shift Ahead today so that everybody can see the entire conversation, because we're going to have a great one. So I want to thank everyone who chose to come to Advance in Tampa. First of all, you braved record cold. It was the coldest November 11th since 1892. And it looks like today, excuse me, I'm choked up about it. Looks like today is also breaking a record for the coldest November 12th. So it was cold. And now that you're all leaving, it's going to be like 80 this weekend. So it'll be back to normal. But I just want to thank the 400 of you. 400 of you. We had nearly 100% show up that came to Tampa for our newest version of Advance. Came about because Lee Corey called me a few years ago after we had done our very first ever event called Pivot in Person that we did in August of 2021. And a few of you had been talking, and Lee Corey became the representative who reached out and called me and said, if you hosted a business planning in the fall, we would come. And I said, okay. So we put one together. We had about 130 of you that came to Safety Harbor. We had it inside the ballroom at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. And we did a traditional business planning clinic, like you could take from your region or in your office or anything like that, all based on the tools from the Millionaire Real Estate Agent. And then we renamed it Advance. We call it Advance because it's a time to plan about how you're going to move ahead. It's not a business planning retreat. We don't retreat. We advance. And so that's why we call it that. And it's had different versions of it over the years. We've had it where I've taught the whole thing. I've taught parts of it. We've had it where we have mega agents come in and teach certain elements of the model, and then we'll have different speakers. Like we've had Ben Hardy come and join us at that, and Justin Sua, who's the mental performance coach of the Rays, come and join us at it. But one day I was running last, it was August of last summer, so August of 24. I was out on a run, and I was thinking about how could we create a business planning event that's unlike any other business planning event you could attend. And the idea came to my mind that maybe John Acuff could come and join us. He is a goal nerd. He's sold a million books all about goals. He's become a great friend of our community, a great mentor of mine. And I thought, what if we took his overall concept of goal setting and motivation and all that, and then we wove in ideas and topics from the Millionaire Real Estate Agent and then things we talk about inside of Pivot Shift Ahead all the time. And so I texted him and said, would you be willing to co-teach with me for a day-long business planning event? And he said he would. And so we worked on it for well over a year. It was a totally different kind of vibe to the stuff we've done in the past. And I think it worked. I think it worked really, really well. John would be on stage for a half hour and teach an overall goal-setting idea. And then I'd come on for 20 minutes and bring it to the real estate piece. And then back and forth is what we did. So we designed it all that way, but I thought, you know what? We need a little bit more. It's not enough. We need a little bit more. And so we did a half day on day two where we brought in Mike Michalowicz, who wrote the book Profit First, to teach you how to be profitable and turn, you know, your business that you're working hard on into something that's making money and funding your life and helping you live out your mission. And so then we were done. We were all set. And then I'm like, no. I think there's one piece missing. That if we want to make this model work that we've taught, we set our goals and we want to run it through this model to get the results we want and be profitable, ultimately it comes down with how well do we connect with the people that we meet on a daily basis. And so that's why we added Linda Clemens to close us out. So I trust that if you were there, you had a great time. We have not officially announced what we're doing next year or how it's going to look because I wanted to see how this went, but we'll do something similar next year. At a similar time in a similar location. We won't necessarily be all those same people, and it will not be back at the same venue, but we'll keep you posted. It'll be in the Tampa Bay area sometime in November of next year. If you were there, you get first opportunity to be in next year, and then we'll open it up to others. And my intention is to continue to grow the audience on that one. I would love someday to have 1,000 people at that, because there were so many of you that were impacted. If you were there, just put in the chat if you were impacted by the last day and a half. And I don't want to limit that for people. I want as many people to come as possible. We'll still have Elevate, which will be small and intimate, you know, 300 people or less every year, and a really high quality, elite level event. We'll continue to do that one. And then we'll continue to expand Advance so that we can impact as many people as possible. So what I want to do today is allow all of you to share some of your takeaways from Advance. And we're going to devote the entire call to that today as you jump on. We're just going to get as many in as we possibly can. And it was, you know, I want you to think about why we advance in the first place. You know, I told you we call it Advance for a reason, not a retreat, but an advance, because it's really about transforming the way you look at your business and moving forward. I don't want you to get all pumped up after a couple of days and then go back and not do anything. I'd like you to be able to move forward in your life and change how you think and how you act and how you plan and how you show up and how you connect. And this is an example of how we are process-focused people in here, not outcome-focused, because you will see the benefit of advance a year from now. You may not feel it next week or next year. It's something that you look back and go, wow, that really worked. Because it's not about just dreaming as big as you can. It's about working as small as you can so that you can get the result that you want. Now, the way it broke down is this. John was with us and reviewed his process and his model that he shared with us before, by the way. This idea of dream, plan, do, review is not a new concept inside of Pivot, Shift, Ahead. But what he taught us was, when you're thinking about your goals, you've got to do a dream. Dream about and think about what it is you'd love to accomplish and what that could do for you and the joy that would bring to you and others. And then sit and plan. Figure out what are the steps required for me to get there. And then go to work. Do. Go do the work. And then at certain points throughout the year, you review. Here's where I thought I'd be. Here's where I am. Folks, this goes right in line with what we talk about every day. Inspire members, we created a quarterly review system for you so that you could easily go and review. We talk about page 167 of The Millionaire Real Estate Agent all the time, which is how you can go and review your goals and where you are. And so, and what he taught us was that, you know, if we think big and think about the opportunity in front of us, but then get into action, we ultimately get the results that we want. We have to be willing to do that. So John walked us through that whole system. And then I took and went into really focusing on the process. What's your economic model need to look like such that you will actually do it? In other words, how do you set a goal in your business that is a goal that is real to you, that has purpose, that has meaning behind it, so that you'll actually show up and do the activities? And that's where we review Gene Rivers' LID concept. We went and put it in the economic model from The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, so that when you get to the bottom where it says you need this many listing appointments and this many buyer appointments a week, you know what you're doing. It makes sense to you. And then we went and we took and we said, all right, now that we know our goal, do we actually have enough people in our database to get it? Actually, how much opportunity lives inside of your database? What do you need to do in order to be able to get that return out of the database? We talked about all of that. And then we went in and looked at what are some of the goals we have and how can we as a community support one another in there? Because I believe that when we collaborate, that leads to momentum. That when we can work and support each other, we get progress faster. That asking for help is our greatest superpower. And so that's kind of the stuff we talked about on day one. I wanted to unpack day one first. And so think about if you have a thing from John or what I taught or Meg Dady came and taught us about her story. If you've got some thoughts from that, let's bring those up. And then in a minute, I'll flip over to Mike and Linda and some others. But let's hear some takeaways. Let's invite everyone into advance this morning. Jack Smith, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, James. It was really overwhelming, I have to be honest. I've been to so many of your events, and this was by far for me the best, because it really, after being 9 years in the business and having to replan what we're going to do with our team, the way that you develop things, the way that John developed things, the way that everything that you poured into us, I love the dynamic between the two of you back and forth. It made everything so much quicker and so much faster and so much more interesting. I'll speak for myself. I think meeting all the new people was really one of the most important things. And of course, me being with the OGs was great. But when John talked about some of the stuff that he talked about was a little bit about going back to the models, tools, and systems. That is not something we have worked on very hard. So that is something we'll work on very hard as we adjust our team as things are going on. But I think the most brilliant part was how you choreographed the entire thing. It was curated for me perfectly. And when Meg got up and spoke about her journey, that was also, I think, really eye-opening for a lot of people, because a lot of people don't know that they can live without alcohol. They just don't get it. And I get it. I mean, I'm sober 45 years, but there's a lot of us that are in program in there. There's a lot of us have deep spiritual roots. And the basis of what you did to me touched my heart and touched my brain to do better.
Mm. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. And I love that Meg shared that. And I appreciate your support of that. I want to go back to something you said earlier, which is it's about applying the models and the systems. You know, there's this concept that we learn inside of MREA, and it's in SHIFT, and it's in the one thing. And it's if those of you with Keller Williams are very, very familiar with it, it's called moving from E to P, getting out of our entrepreneurial style or our natural ability and into a more purposeful one. And whether you're talking about the business or, you know, Jack, as you're talking about, you know, choosing to give up alcohol and be sober, all of those things apply to this E to P idea of most of us are living in our entrepreneurial space all the time. It's natural ability and we push, push, push. And everyone on this call is a high achiever or you wouldn't be up at 7:49 a.m. Eastern on a Zoom. And we tend to live in that so much that we actually limit our opportunity. We succeed at a high level, and yet we could actually accomplish more in less time with less energy and less stress when we get purposeful. And so the models that we looked at this week were exactly about that, allowing us to be purposeful. Jack, thank you. Appreciate you, friend. Jennifer Ice, you're back in Indy. Good morning to you. Is there still snow on the ground there?
It's already melted, so we're okay. Good to go. We're good to go. Right. So one thing that I took away, I do not have time to wait on perfection. I thought that was so good. And another quick, funny thing. I'm married to a dreamer, so I need to start going home and saying, wow.
John Acuff talked about the different types of people. You know, but let's see if we can remember. Dreamers, hustlers, perfectionists, and analysts, I think. And you know, all the behavioral type things, you know, wrapping together. And so your husband, Jennifer, is a dreamer. He comes in with ideas and big goals and things like that. And what are you, a perfectionist?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so the perfectionist wants the detail and the, well, how's that going to work and how are we going to do that? And by the way, I'm married to a perfectionist. And so sometimes I'll come in with something and immediately, I don't know about that. Well, how are we going to do that exactly? Well, how would that work? And it's like, literally, the dreamers feel crushed. It's like all of our hopes and dreams have just been crushed. I'm actually a hustler, but I have dreaming attributes too. And all she's doing is she's not crushing me. She's just curious about, well, how are we going to pull this off exactly? So John gave us good advice on that. It's really, really good. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate you very much. Faith, good morning to you.
Good morning. So James, that was totally amazing. It was my very first time in advance. And you talk about E to P, inspiration to perspiration. For me, it's wow to how. And you and John were a fantastic tag team. And what John was the wow, you were the how. And what you had in common was you broke down the elements to the smallest doable denomination. And James, I didn't realize you were such a comedian on stage. Yeah. But what I left with was I can do five contacts a day. And it translated into I get to do five contacts a day. And what left an indelible imprint on me was the camaraderie, the support, the whole group. It made me feel like I was in a safe place. Mm. So thank you so much for that.
You got it. I appreciate that so much. I think this wow to how is I didn't look at it that way, but it totally makes sense that that's what it is. And our events are going to be this wow to how. You know, as long as I can make it that way, that's how it'll be. Whether it's elevate or advance, you need some wow because you need to be inspired. What do we say at the end of every call, Faith? You got your inspiration, go put in the perspiration. Mm-hmm. We have the shirts that we created for everybody that have inspiration to perspiration on them. Like, and that is wow to how. You've got to be inspired, and you have to do the work. And so I think that what I heard from people leaving advance is that oftentimes they leave an event, especially one of ours, and they feel drained afterwards because they've been sitting there, there's so much learning and it's a fire hose coming at them. And some of you may have been drained, but others, many people came up and said, James, when I walked out of day one, I was energized. Like I was excited to go out to dinner with people. I was pumped up. I wasn't wiped out. And so we'll keep that format, Faith, going. This quick burst, wow to how, I love that. And keep you inspired and in action. Thank you, Faith. Appreciate you so much. Anna Kruger, it was great to have you there. You've taught at Advance before and nailed it. And this time you were in there as a as an attendee. You got to meet with John for a while. It was just so great to see you. Good morning.
It was. Thank you for having me. And it was just such a joy to be there and meet everybody in person. So I want to say that. My biggest one sentence that I keep thinking about is put up a picture of yourself as a child and then ask yourself, does she deserve those words? That left such an impact on me because as a high performer, we constantly raise the bar. And then what happens when you constantly raise the bar is you're not hitting it because you're raising the bar. And so I have noticed that I can fall into that trap of negative self-talk or being hard on myself. And that was such a big takeaway to me. So I'm planning to print out a picture. I have it chosen. I'm going to stick it up and put those words above it as, does she deserve those words? And then I love the simplicity of breaking goals down into small, easy chunks. That was very energizing to me as well.
I love it. Anna, real quick, let's tell everybody about today. You and I are doing the Wednesday webinar today. Do you know why? Because it's Wednesday. It's a Wednesday webinar today with Anna Kruger and me. And Anna, we're doing the, I want to wait till after the holidays because people are hearing that now. Who's heard that? Put it in the chat if you've heard the let's wait till after the holidays. Sometimes they should, sometimes they shouldn't. And so Anna, you and I talked about it. Give them a preview.
Yeah, well, and the good news is it's actually for anybody at any time who says, I want to wait till another time. And the amount of people that you'll be able to help and the income that you will earn is going to largely depend on how you answer and handle that objection. So it's getting curious about why they want to wait. Is this a lack of education about something we can solve? Or is it legitimate and this is somebody that we can help after the holidays? And getting really good at discerning which one of those it is. We get paid for our discernment, and discernment comes from asking good questions. So we're going to talk about that today.
Today at 2 o'clock Eastern, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. Today at 2 Eastern. No worries if you miss it. We'll have it up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at about the same time, roughly after, a little bit after 2. I'll email it out to you as well. It'll be on my website, my YouTube channel. It's easy to find. But if you want to watch it live today at 2 p.m. Eastern, Anna Kruger, thank you. We're doing our recap of Advance. So if you're just joining us this morning, we just wrapped up our two-day Advance session. It's our business planning event. And we're just getting our takeaways and ahas. We're bringing Advance to you, for those of you who weren't there, because there's 993 on Zoom, and there were only 3,892 in the room yesterday. So we're bringing everybody in. Christy May, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. I will wait, but I want to say that something that Juan said, like, was my mic drop moment.
Well, give it to us. What was it?
He said, and thank you, Juan, for sharing, presence equals connection. And, you know, one of the things that I've tried to do in my personal life and in my business is being present for the moment. And part of that, James, was what you said about, I have been entrepreneurial for so long that I need to get purposeful in setting models. And that's one thing that I've been working on in my business is making sure the models are in place, built, you know, making sure the foundation is there before the creativity. So
I find living in our E or entrepreneurial space, it works in bursts, but over the long term, it becomes exhausting. It wears you out because it's constant reinvention and thinking and just making it up as you go. We've been entrepreneurial on my team for 5 years, and now it's time to get purposeful. And so that's why we're documenting and modeling and figuring this stuff out. Because, you know, as the leader, I'm getting tired. I'm getting exhausted of constant movement and stuff like that. So I think that if we can build that foundation, Christy, build that foundation and get creative on top of it instead of constantly innovating, it'll be easier for us. Just a thought. Thank you, Christy May. Appreciate it. It's always good to see you. Donna Pezzi, good morning.
Good morning, James. Finally got to meet you. So I love what Jack said about the choreography because you did make this look super smooth and easy. So I thought of the choreography, you're like the Fred Astaire of the Advance 2025. But a couple of things I just wanted to mention. First of all, it was my first live event ever. And so everybody was extremely welcoming, and that kind of goes without saying, but you guys might take it for granted. You are unbelievably warm and inclusive. But I did step out of my comfort zone because I came to this event by myself. I didn't bring my husband. He would have loved to have come and walked the river walk, but I really wanted to get out and network and meet these colleagues I've seen on your show here for 5.5 years. So I stepped out of my comfort zone and got back in the car completely inspired. It was just fantastic. I can't even express it. Drove back 7 hours to the Keys and didn't, I wasn't tired. But what I took from John Acuff, what I loved, I highlighted, if you treat time casually, you lose time consistently. And I am guilty of, you know, doing things and going out of my way. And yes, we want to be helpful. But then at the end of the day, I'm working late to catch up for all the things I didn't do. And I know about eating the frog first. But anyway, that resonated with me. So I've got to work on my time management. So thank you so
don't
much.
Don't we all. Donna, thank you so much. Thanks for driving up. Your flight got canceled from Key West. So instead of a 30-minute flight, it's a 7-hour drive from Key West to Tampa. So thank you for making that trip. I appreciate you so much. A lot of you are asking about notes. So Vicky Lukacik on my team is the best note taker who's ever existed. She and Irene, they're right there by each other. So we have her notes. She'll put them in a format. We'll send them to everybody who is at Advance, and we'll share them with every Inspire member. So if you're an Inspire member or went to Advance, you'll get a copy of the notes. And so be on the lookout for those. We'll get them to you as soon as we can. We're recapping, and I'm skipping ahead. Dean's got to wait. Donna's got to wait because Richard's got his hand up. And nobody knew Richard until Donna met him in the hallway and found out his birthday is like May 12th or something. I don't remember exactly what it is. But Richard is from Houston. I had a joy meeting you. Richard, you've been on the call. This is your first event. What's your takeaway?
No, it was amazing. I mean, I always knew the group was special. It's only my second time speaking on the call. I always knew it was special, but just getting a chance to meet people in person and just seeing it in real life, it just amplified what I think about the group and how special of a group and how thankful I made the decision to join and attend the event. I just don't really know what to say other than, you know, just that I'm thankful and grateful to be a part of this group and for each of you. Donna, for welcoming me, everyone that I met and speaking to, finally getting a chance to meet James and gave me a hug, which I appreciate too. So like, no, I just enjoyed it from start to finish. And I honestly wish it was still going on.
Tell me about your biggest, like, you know, it has to be your biggest, but just something that you took away from what we taught that's impacted you in some way. Anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. So when they talked about not having time to wait on perfection, and the example that they gave about Prince having 5,000 to 8,000 songs when he passed away or so, that was just a clear, you know, an example that, you know, to get things done and not wait on perfection. And I'm certainly guilty of that. And I was reflected on the survey. I was reflected as a perfectionist. So that really hit hard with me.
The Prince and Shakespeare book that John talked about, I've read, and it's really good. I don't recall the name off the top of my head, but that book is fantastic. I'd recommend it. Richard, thank you so much. Jennifer Bradford, we're going to you in Fort Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually not in Fort Wayne right
Where
now.
Where are you?
I'm still down in Tampa, so I'm here through Monday.
Oh, good. You're going to get some of the nice weather then, because this is the
yes.
last cold day, and then it warms up.
Yeah, today I get my massage, and then tomorrow I'll get some sun. But hey, this was my third event, first Advance. I loved the format, but I obviously have nothing to compare it to. But I think my biggest takeaway, for as long as I've been in the business, I'm working kind of on my exit strategy. And so what I really liked John say, of course, like many of you had already mentioned about the time management, but my thing was new seasons deserve new scorecards. And, you know, we're in the middle of November. Everybody is doing their business planning for 2026, but really, like, I want to start now. I don't want to wait until January, or I don't want to wait until, you know, that second week of December when really January starts. But that was just something that kind of hit me, was that, you know, it deserves a new scorecard. Anybody can start no matter how long you've been in it or where you're at. And I'm excited to get going when I get back to Fort Wayne on Tuesday.
Q4 is our Q1. That's what I said from the stage the other day. This is, you know, Q1's when people say they're going to get after it. But what you do is get after it now. You get after it now because you recognize, well, first of all, you also stay on mute. I mean, that's the thing I love about y'all. But then you get after it so that you can have yourself set up and making Q1 so much easier. You know, if we can walk in with a deep pipeline, like I said on stage the other day, we want a pipeline, not a pile. And so many of us, maybe, I don't know if we do or not, we just have piles. We don't know where the next deal is coming from. We just know there'll be one. We don't have clarity about what's next or what's coming ahead. We just kind of take whatever's coming at us instead of a pipeline. Like, I'd love for you to know how many listing opportunities you have for December. What's already a listing opportunity for January? What's a listing opportunity for February? Where are these people down the line? And then how are you staying in touch with them in the process? That's a pipeline. A pile is, oh crap, I haven't talked to so-and-so for a while. I need to check in on them. We want to get out of that. Thank you, Jennifer. Be safe. Have a good time down here. Yes, you.
Hi. Oh my God, it was so amazing. I loved meeting new people. You know, I just felt like I knew everybody already, even though, you know, I didn't, even though it's my like fourth or fifth live event. Anyway, so many good things. I loved, it came from both John and Meg about how valuable your time is. My energy is a luxury not everyone can afford. Give gold time to gold activities, bronze time to bronze activities. Sometimes I'm doing stuff that I could do in my sleep at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that is my like perfect brain time. And my time is valuable and vulnerable. I'm going to do Meg's worksheet about how to, you know, just work your day, and, you know, so much wasting time in the, you know, scrolling and staying up too late watching TV and stuff. The other thing that I loved, I need to see messages from different people in different words, because, you know, you sort of tune out when you hear the same thing the same way. No offense, James. Love you.
It's fine. I'm not mad at you.
But the thing about creating the ladders from each thing, the adjective, you know, you take your, you know, adjective plus noun, instead of saying, what do I need to do, which to me is a shaming thing. And, oh my God, I didn't do it, so I'm a terrible person. It's what would a consistent, compassionate agent do? And so you plug in your adjectives and you can do, what could a, you know, consistent prepared cook do? Because, you know, at 7 o'clock at night, I'm like, what am I cooking? You know, you could plug into every role that you have in your life, change the things and create a little ladder for each one. And so it's so applicable to the rest of your life. Thank you.
You got it. This idea from the ladder is that we know our start and we know our finish, and we sometimes are just, we're doing too much. It's too much distance in between, instead of stacking up and making it much easier to climb. Carolyn, thank you so much. Beth Gary, good morning.
Can you hear us?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. A couple things that really stuck out for John and I, everybody, a couple have already covered with the, you know, your time, but a couple other things that really, really hit us was we like the motivational portfolio. So a lot of us struggle with the big why, but if you have kind of a portfolio, a list of what's going to keep me fired up, what's going to fire me up this week or this month, and kind of have a almost a dump list of what's going to keep you on fire, that really spoke to us, where you can have a variety of things if you don't have that great, big, huge monster, big why, which we struggle with. Yep. And then the other thing that was pretty cool was I will feel awesome after. So that's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's like the other night, I'm behind on my steps because we drove. So the other night after dinner, I'm like looking at my watch. I'm like, I'm just going to go get on the treadmill. And mm-hmm. I was about 10 minutes from either doing it or not doing it after dinner. And I'm like, I'm going. And yeah. We were in the elevator coming back. And I'm like, I'm so glad I did.
Yep.
So that was huge.
The aha I had from John. John's the one who taught motivation portfolio. I think that comes before the lid. See, we teach the lid as a way to make sure that your business goal has purpose and meaning. But if you put the motivation portfolio in front of that and understand what really gets you excited and then build that into your lid, which is the financial piece. What's my lifestyle cost? What are my investing goals? What's my debt obligation going to be? It might make it a little bit more clear, and then you're more likely to show up. Beth, thank you.
Yes. Yep. That was awesome.
Crystal Johnson, good to see you. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me share. First and foremost, I'm a spiritual girl, so I want to just say that I wanted to come to Advance, but I didn't think it was possible. And I'm sure you saw the reason why. It was a challenge. But Mignon stepped up and she said, Crystal, I want to gift you my ticket so that you can go. This is a time, and everyone isn't, you know, you never stand in the same river twice. We know that. I came from doing business at a very, very high level 10 years ago, and then got transplanted to Atlanta, Georgia, to care for my mom. Nevertheless, it has been an incredible journey. I got so much out of the gift, Mignon. Thank you so much. I learned so much, even though I've been in the business for nearly 40 years. There were so many takeaways. I loved what John had to say about just about everything. But for me, it is learning how to dream again. You know, I came up as a dreamer, which was really funny because that has been one of my biggest struggles, you know, to imagine, you know, I'm sitting in front of my goal board. I used to write my goals every single year, but yet I haven't written them since I've been in Georgia. I didn't think I would stay in Georgia, but God has made it abundantly clear. This is where he wants me. This is where he's planted me. And this is where I will rebuild my real estate portfolio. Everything about Advance was perfect. You know, you laid it out perfectly, John, as far as the steps that anyone needs to take. And what was so masterful was everything that you provided for us spoke to every single person in the season that they're in. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Crystal. She was rolling around. She got it done, though. Made it happen. Carrie Ann Sullivan, good morning to you.
Good morning. This was my first Advance, and I loved it. Everything about it, both days. And my biggest takeaway was, one, I got to meet John Acuff and get a picture with him. So I'm happy about that. The biggest thing was the ladder. Even though my assessment said I'm a perfectionist, which I don't really believe, I have a ton of ideas. So taking that ladder and organizing my ideas and prioritizing them and doing what matters at the moment and putting aside the other things, and it just really resonated with me, the whole ladder analogy. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for it too. Carrie Ann, thank you so much. Tabitha, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So sorry.
You're good.
What stuck out the most to me is when our friend Juanita said, when you slow down, you notice more and judge less. And I think his specific story, everyone can relate to it. So like, that's screaming to me, and I'm sharing that statement with everyone in the family like these last 2 days.
You know, Juan Benitez did his TED Talk for us, and it is right about that. Let's get out of judgment, stay in curiosity, and he gave us a great example of that. I think that'll help us a lot in a lot of things in our business and just in our world if we can choose to be curious. Tabitha, thank you. It was great to see you. Ann Callahan, good morning in Cleveland.
All right. Good morning. Are you able to hear me?
We can hear you. You sound great.
Excellent. All right. My first wow was my bout, unfortunately, of food poisoning on Friday night. That was not fun. Thankful for a quick recovery and just having the confidence that I knew who I could call. My thought was, if this goes beyond just food poisoning and I need doctor assistance, I thought, I know people that know that I could go and talk to a doctor quickly. I thought, Dan Tamarkin, you're my man. And then James, you are my next person. And everything worked out well, you know, after I was starting to feel better. It was like a habit of, it isn't like a habit. It was a habit to reach out to people you don't know and be sure that you meet up and meet new people. And I'm so grateful for that, how my heart and my head work, because I had such a good time. Each moment I chose to turn around and engage with somebody I don't know. And of course that leads to other connections, and who knew that 6 degrees truly works among all of us in Pivot, and with new people, it didn't disappoint. Best takeaway is Acuff. I think he's just superior. And you two back and forth was top shelf, top shelf. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you. Natalia, good morning.
Good morning. So a couple of things. One, they just mentioned the ladder was huge for me. Just like, how are you going to make those little actions, you know, whether it's a 10 post-it notes and working from the little to the top, just in order of time.
Hey, why did that stick out to you so much? Three people now brought that up about breaking it down. Can you go a little deeper as to why that specific piece, so that someone who's listening now could start to apply it?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I would say sometimes we get overwhelmed and we make bigger goals. I think he spoke on breaking them down into smaller goals. And you don't have to have like these tons of goals for everything or just like your business, you know, just whether it's health, family, and breaking it down, and then just having like maybe three of those goals and then breaking them down into 10 steps. I think that was huge for me. And then I really enjoyed Mike, you know, a lot yesterday as well, just speaking about like the little note that he said, just like hiding and putting like those accounts in separate where you're not seeing them. That was also because I do have, you know, a system, but they're easily visible. So I really liked his option of like moving it over to somewhere where you're not going to have access to that. And, you know, so that was a little note I liked too.
We're going to do the profit first section with Mike and the nonverbal communication with Linda. That'll be tomorrow. That's our topic for tomorrow. So those of you that have those, save those, because I want to get to them tomorrow. And you're right. He nailed that. And I love taking it and breaking it down, the goals, breaking them down. That's from John's All It Takes Is a Goal. That's, he taught it in that book. If you don't have that book, it's a quick read. I like, one thing I like about John is he breaks it down to be ridiculously simple. He even said from stage, he was saying, you're probably not hearing anything today that's blowing your mind. Like the stuff I taught and the stuff he taught didn't just like, oh my gosh, that's the craziest idea. What it did is took stuff you already know and simplified it to make it easier. I think we should simplify. So Natalia, thank you. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, James. That was amazing. It was educational, inspirational. It was amazing.
I love that. Do you have a specific takeaway you want to share with us?
Yeah, I have a couple. Your time is rare. Everything rare is expensive. I thought that was great. The other one was you have to make it fun if you want it done. And I think some of the things that you attribute getting things done is grind, hustle, determine, and the comment saying, you know, make it fun, make it worth doing, I think was really, really important.
Wayne, thank you, friend. Appreciate you. All right, Leah McCann, you're going to get the last word on this, and then we'll be back tomorrow where we'll do day two. We'll get the takeaways from day two so that really everyone has a chance to attend Advance. So Leah McCann, you get the last word.
Hey, friends. So for one, I definitely love the back and forth between you and John. You two just add such a great dynamic. And I think he was able to speak to the heart with what was happening in our lives. And you were able to really tie it in with the business side and make MREA make sense. The one thing that really stood out, and we've heard it before, is he said, in the absence of a scorecard, your brain will use someone else's. And when you're in a new season, which so many people have entered a new season, might be entering a new season, might be stuck in a season from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. You have permission. He gave us permission. You gave us permission to say, what does the new scorecard, what does my scorecard look like? And if you don't have the definition of what your success is, your brain's going to keep telling you what somebody else's success is, which is just going to kind of stop you in your track. So for those of you that are in a different season, which I am in personally, I just felt so relieved that he said, go build that scorecard with whatever season you're in. What do you want your life and your business to look like? And it's okay. And it's going to be beautiful. That's it.
Thank you. It's a perfect way to end it. Thank you to everybody who made the trip. And I trust that you'll come back next year. And some of you might be interested in next year. So as soon as we have the details, we'll get them out and give you a chance to get in. Tomorrow, we'll come back and do day two. So we'll give you the takeaways and the lessons and the ahas from Mike Michalowicz on Profit First and Linda Clemens on her nonverbal communication. We had Lauren Lucas do a 4-hour AI session. We'll give you all of that tomorrow. We'll do a full call again, one topic. We'll stream the whole thing. So be here right at 7:30 Eastern if you can. And of course, if you can't be here live, you can always go back and watch the recordings. They're on my YouTube channel. They're in Pivot Shift Ahead on Facebook. They're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. They're in all those places, so you can go find them there. I'm hopping on a plane, hopefully, today to get up to Chicago for an ALC clinic. So I'll do the call from Chicago tomorrow. And if you're going to be at ALC clinic Thursday or Friday, I'll see you there. Everybody else, we'll see you later. 2:00 Eastern today, Anna Kruger and me doing the Wednesday webinar on I Want to Wait Till After the Holidays. 2:00 Eastern. We'll see you at that. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye, everybody.